Episode 1159, Do Calories Count?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray your week is going wonderful. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get down and get healthy. Do calories count? A question that needs to be answered. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you are wanting to get healthier or lose weight, do calories count? The answer no one wants to hear. Yes and no. Yes, calories count, and no, calories do not count. I know, you're about ready to throw all the different types of fruit at me, aren't you? Tomatoes, you want to get me off the stage, you want to close your ears because you're like, I just wanted either the yes or the no, not both of them. But it is both of them. It all depends on you, your lifestyle, what you are eating, how you are expending and using the energy. The way you fuel your lifestyle, the activities throughout the day, and your makeup like genetics and hormones and metabolism, all of this has an impact on how your calories are used. Now, let's be precise here. One dietary calorie is the amount of energy needed to raise 1 kilogram of water 1 degree Celsius. I know, that really doesn't help, does it? It doesn't, especially when we're reading those labels and trying to be healthy daily. We look at our, you know, cans on the back of them. We're like, oh yeah, what does that really mean? And it says, you know, based on an average of 2,000 calorie intake, this is where it falls into and percentages. And you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, just speak English to me. Our kitchens are not a science laboratory, but if you really want to be healthy, we kind of have to play science along with some common sense, along with your genetic makeup. But you have to understand that calories are either used as fuel or stored as fat, period. Yes, you heard me. They have two uses. You're going to either use them as fuel, which means that's energy, okay, or you're going to store them as fat, which is potential energy. So either you're going to use them or you're going to store them. Huh. Calories do not melt away when you don't need them. You ingest them, so your body responds by either storing them or using them. So let's say you're having a pool day. And what I mean by a pool day is it's a day that you don't do a whole lot of stuff. You're just kind of hanging out. Your body needs calories in order to maintain its bodily functions, okay? Your organs need energy to work. I know no one talks about that either, but ultimately our body is energy and we give it energy by giving it food. It's a source of fuel, but we don't look at our food that way, but you have to think of it as a car. If you don't put fuel in your car, gasoline, it's not gonna operate. If you were to put diesel in a car that only needs premium gasoline, 93 octane, you're going to destroy the engine and eventually it's going to go bleh, and it's going to what? Die. Our bodies react the same way. If we keep giving it stuff that it doesn't need or it doesn't use, we're slowly killing it over time. Now, some of us can kill it a little bit faster than others. And some of that also depends on what? Our metabolism, our genetics, hormones. It gets complicated. And do you see why we need coaching? Yes, if you're one that's sitting there going, okay, Christiane, you've totally confused me. I thought I had it down. I thought I knew what I was doing. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let's you and I set up a call to talk about this, where you're at, because it is different. One size does not fit all. And you know that calories don't melt away, even though we'd like to think that they just kind of float away. Oh, if I just have that extra whatever, extra glass of wine, extra ice cream sandwich. For me, it would be an extra root beer float. What is it for you? But they do count and they do add up because they're either going to be used, those calories that we ingest are either going to be used as actually energy or potential energy. So it's present or future. No past. You can't send those calories away. Wouldn't it be nice? That's the whole melting dream that we have. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So you have to understand that calories do count in your life. Instead of asking, do calories count? Ask it this way. How do you eat so calories are working for you, not against you? We're looking at the present and the future, the energy now versus the potential. What is it for you? You don't want to make food the enemy. And when we ask that basic question, do calories count? And we want that yes or no, we're trying to simplify it almost too much. We oversimplify because we want that simple answer so we can get immediate return on whatever we're doing, whether we want to get healthy, whether we want to lose weight, whether we want to gain muscle, whatever it is. You want to get lean and mean? That's awesome. But you have to know how to fuel your body. So don't make food the enemy. It is fuel for your body, but it's not all treated equally. So if you want to be healthy, you have to fuel your body with what it needs. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Fuel your body with what it needs. Fill up, elevate life. If God made it, you can eat it. Now, the portions are going to vary for each individual. There is not a one size fits all. Okay, breathe. I know you're mad at me again. This is not a good episode for us, is it? It isn't, because I'm being honest with you. There are so many different programs out there that says if you do this, you're going to have these results. And for some, even if it's just 9 people, they can say, you know, 100 or 95% of the people had results. Or 90% of the people, I guess technically it wouldn't be 95 if you only have 9 out of 10, right? So it'd be 90% of 100%. Those are great stats, but you don't know how many people actually took it. They could say, oh, they've had hundreds of people take it. But as long as they have those stats, they can say it and they won't get in trouble for it. But all these programs, they put out all these different things and they confuse us. Then we have the labels that we have to read. And then we hear these questions like, do calories count? Calories in, calories out. Is it a myth? Is it true? What is it? Fuel your body with what it needs. It comes down to if God made it, you can eat it. But the portions are going to vary for each individual. There is not the one size fits all. And you know what? You also have to let those processed foods go. Did God make those processed foods? No, he did not. And when I'm talking about God made it, you can eat it, I'm talking about the most natural form. Now you may say, oh, but didn't he make cakes? You know, because he gave us the grain and he gave us, you know, we can make the flour. Yes, but it's not in its natural form. We had to add stuff to it to make it that cake. So you can enjoy cake. You just can't make it a part of your daily routine. Like, I love root beer floats. I would think God would have made root beer floats, but he didn't. There's portions of things, but ultimately, really, when you think about it, a root beer float, he didn't make any of that. It's a concoction of stuff. Right? You got to have the ice cream. Well, the ice cream just doesn't come from the ground, right? You have to freeze it. You have to make it. It's made of other things. Yes, the ingredients may be real, but it's not in its most natural state. And that's what I'm talking about. Fuel your body with what it needs. Now, understand this whole idea of eating so many calories a day, you know, what works and what doesn't work, what's really best, is based on the average. And most of us do not fit in the average. And that's depressing somewhat because we think, well, if I do what the average is doing, I should get results. And most of the time, you're not going to get the results because you're not the average. And our life has changed so much. Your imbalanced hormones, you talk about balance, your hormones as a woman can change from hour to hour, let alone from day to day or week to week or month to month. It's crazy. And men, you have hormonal changes too. And you know what? Guys don't talk about that. You don't hear a lot about how men go through hormonal changes. You have hormones. You go through them. Not the same as women. And our bodies are different. God created our bodies differently. So they need different things to be put in them to give us the present energy and the potential energy, the future energy. So are you going to use the energy now or are you going to store it? So Let's try to do this. Let's break this down little bits by little bits. I know you were frustrated. You thought that this would be an easy answer. Do calories count? I already gave you that answer. Yes and no. And it's a firm answer to that. But what you need to understand is what you really need to fuel your body. If God made it, you can eat it. And one of those things that you need to include in that if God made it, you can eat it are proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. You want to have a good source of protein as protein builds muscle. Without protein, you're not going to have muscle. So if you're like, oh, I want to be all lean. I want those long, lean muscles. Well, if you're not giving yourself a healthy amount of protein, and again, it's going to vary per person. So I can't sit here and say, oh, as a female, you need this many things. No, there's too many factors. And so I won't do that to you. I care about you all too much to sit here and give you just a blanket, this is going to work. No. If you want to go into detail about what you need, then we need to set up a coaching call. Or you can come in and join our private Facebook group, Women of Impact. The link is in the show notes too. Come in there and ask questions there. There are amazing women in there. It's a very small, intimate group. But you don't have to worry about anything. And it's a nice way just to feel safe about discussing real life events, especially when it's, you know, we're talking about health. Health is pretty important. Without health, what do you have? Nothing. So to fuel your body, you've got to have proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. That protein is essential. Protein builds muscle. And you can get protein from various sources. Again, I'm not going to define what is a better way to, you know, live as to a certain diet, like the Mediterranean diet, the keto diet, the paleo diet. There's so many diets, the Atkins, the South Beach. You could go Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. I mean, we go on and on and on. There's so many things out there when we talk about food and proteins and where it's coming from. That's why it needs to be on an individual basis. But you got to have that protein to build muscle. Essential, essential. Fats. Fats are good for you too. You got to have them. However, can you overeat fats? Yes, you can overeat anything. Period. Against everything, you can overeat anything. You can always overdo. We can always oversimplify. Do calories count? That's why we're having this discussion. But you got to have healthy fats in your diet. For example, almonds. Almonds are a great fat. It's also a great source of protein. But can you overeat almonds? Yes. You know why? Too, because they're high in calories. We just had that calorie in, calorie out. Well, depending upon if you're sitting poolside or if you're working out, may depend on whether or not you need a handful, like 12 almonds versus a bowl full of almonds. The energy being used versus the energy being stored. Present versus future. Current versus potential. I know there's a lot to digest here. I get it. So fats are good for you, but understand you have to work with it in what you need for your own body and your own lifestyle. Your lifestyle is not going to be the same as mine. And that's why tweaking things and figuring out, it may take a month or two or three to get exactly what your body needs. And understand this, carbohydrates, oh, this is for also another episode. We've talked about it before. You can go listen to some of our carbohydrates episodes that we've had that I've done with you all. But they should come from God's food basket. And what I mean by that is if God made it, you can eat it. So those carbohydrates, no, not from the processed foods. From your veggies, oh yeah. Load up on those veggies. Fruits, yes. Can you overeat any of those? Yes. But also, again, it depends on your body, what your body needs. So the base of it is you need proteins, fats, and carbohydrates in your life. You have to find your balance, not my balance. My balance is going to be different from your balance. But you can do it, I promise you. Also, number two, you need to hydrate with lots and lots of water. I want to challenge you. You're in the springtime. If you do nothing else from listening to this episode, every single time you go to get a drink, whether it's a glass of wine, whether it's a soda, whether it's maybe some milk or some juice, I want you to drink a glass of water, 6 to 8 ounces, okay, minimum, 6 to 8 ounces. If you're one who carries a water bottle, maybe think of about drinking half that water bottle size. Most water bottles are about 12 to 16 ounces. So if you drink half of that, you're going to get your 6 to 8 ounces. So drink a glass of water before you have the drink that you're reaching for. Your body will respond better throughout the day because you have hydrated it with water, H2O. I don't care if it's a great cup of coffee. You're like, but coffee is made with water. It's not the same. Your body does not see it chemically as the same. It digests it. It maneuvers everything in different order. So you need the water. Hydrate with lots of water. Number three, to fuel your body with what it needs, fill up and elevate life. It's not only food, it's not only about water, but you've got to also include in their intentional movement. You got to have the fitness and exercise. You got to move your body. You can't just sit poolside. You've got to have 3 days minimum a week of moving your body and get some cardio in there. I'm not saying cardio every day. Now, again, it varies for every different person. But you've got to have cardio for your heart. And then you also have to have some strength training, some resistance training. That's going to what? Help with your muscles. Your muscles deteriorate over time as you get older. And when those muscles go, well, so does your strength. And therefore, as you get older, you become weaker. That's not the way to live. That's not a quality of life. So you want to make sure you're continually building lean muscle. That's why you want to add in that strength and resistance training. You can just start with, you know, a can of beans. Get two of them out. You don't have to have weights or anything. Intentional movement. And number four, it's very important. Here we talk about creating your now, the whole body, your whole lifestyle. You also have to incorporate restoration and relaxation for your mind, body, and spirit. That's why on Sundays, we do the Sweet Spirit episode. Right? It's really a reflection inward. It's the soul part, the spirit part. And so who really am I? How do I see myself? Not about handling marriage or handling parenting or about what I'm going to eat all the time, but it's coming in and reflecting as to who God created me to be from the inside out. My restoration and relaxation, I consider it my devotional time, my praise and worship time. Some people like to call it meditation. Whatever floats your boat, as into the name, quote unquote name you want to give it, that's fine. But don't get stuck on the name, on what it is, but get stuck in what it does for you. That's where we need to be. We get ourselves wrapped around and say, oh, I'm doing this latest and greatest, you should join me. It's really the results that you're getting from it. You could be doing just basic breathing exercises, sitting on your bed when you wake up, not moving. It's total stillness. Maybe you walk your dog outside before, you know, all the traffic gets crazy in your neighborhood and it's quiet and you watch the sun come up. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. You don't have to go and spend lots of money to get this restoration and relaxation. You have to look at it by getting stuck in the results, what your body needs. And if we take time to listen to what our body really needs, when we get these crazy questions, do calories count? The answer really doesn't matter because we already know what our body needs. And that's the key. If you're wrestling with that right now, if you have been one who's going high and low and up and down and roller coaster central when it comes to healthy living, and you want to just have this wellness about you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I mentioned it before. It's a coaching call with me. It's free. It's my gift to you because yes, you matter that much. So let's talk about you, specifically you. Let's get down to what you really need to fuel your body. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. Don't let calories scare you away from living the life God designed for you. Calories don't matter. You matter. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.